Welcome back to the hottest episode, hottest show ever on earth. This is season 2, Snowfall, episode 7, The World Is Yours. We got people dying. We got people kidnapped. We lit, man. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, I'm like... Pedro was dead, folks.
It's a celebration.
This episode went stupid. It went stupid. I don't gotta see Pedro's sad puppy face on the screen no more.
Sick of him.
I was waiting for that moment for the longest time.
Yeah, me too.
For the longest time. Welcome back, folks. You know, it's the show with the mostest. I'm your host, Emmanuel C. Wright.
Yes, what's up, everyone? I'm Kayla Renee.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia.
You.
And you know your girl, Chris.
Man, we gotta talk about Pedro right now. How you feel?
You know I'm excited. Yes.
How many episodes ago should Pedro have been dead?
I think it's a good two episode. Or three. Wow. At least a good two or three. We'll give him a little bit of credit.
The first episode. No, first of all, he should have died on the season finale of season one. That's what happened.
This is how you know you have no. Y'all have no conscience. That didn't like hurt a little.
Conscious?
Bit.
No,
conscious.
Like, the family killing family. It's a little sad.
Right? He deserved to go.
Yeah.
He should have been.
I did want him to die, but I wanted to like Gustavo to do it. Like,
why you want Gustavo? To do it.
That's family killing family.
What's wrong with family killing family?
Just, I don't want to see
that.
That's
bad blood, though.
It's sad.
Wait, they already killed the rest of the family. Why not just finish it off?
It's still sad. Man.
It was a problem in the first place. I was surprised when Pedro showed up and he didn't get shot on point.
Yeah,
when it was like, what are you doing here?
Yeah. If he came back, like, yo, your whole family, I just killed him. And now you here. I'm killing you.
On
no,
site.
But she saved him from getting.
And she kept Trump.
She saved him. Thank you.
Yeah, and she wanted to save him again in this episode. She so didn't want
to
kill
him.
See,
I was about to say, she was she provoked her.
He provoked her. He did what he had to say to make her shoot him.
But yeah.
And that's what you get.
He knew he was going to die.
He wanted to die.
He was ready.
He was done.
It was either him or Soledad. No, it's okay
both.
If he's just gone.
It's both.
Soledad right lives to see another day.
Oh, you think Soledad's going to make it out?
I think she is.
I don't know.
No, I think I think Matt and them, I think they're going to kill her off, but that's later.
Could be Teddy, huh?
Yeah, Teddy and Matt.
Or actually Reed Thompson, not even Teddy. Mm-hmm. It'll be Reed.
I think it's going to be Gabrielle.
Hey.
Ooh.
It's so random.
It's going
to
be her.
That would be a plot twist, to
it's
be honest.
It's
going to
be her. I can see it.
Really? Kind of just sticking up for Lucia, huh? Yeah. Like, we don't like the feds.
Not
like...
because of Lucia. For some random different topic. I don't know. I just
random
feel
different
like
topic.
Soledad's going down. I'm reaching. I'm reaching you on are. This prediction.
You are a little just a little tired.
You reach real far.
I just
feel like it would be gangsta if Gabrielle did it. You know what I mean? I should have stretched these shorts. I got on some short shorts today and they over here clowning me. I wore some
y'all,
Mickey Mouse.
Y'all can
short
see
the
shorts.
Y'all can see this.
Y'all wanna see the shorts?
No. Just, you know what?
First of all, they're not shorts. They're underwear.
They short. They got pockets. They got pockets.
First of all, they're inappropriate.
Look, they got pockets. They got more pockets than Pedro had when he got shot.
You know what? Let's just say they go above the kneecap and mid-thigh. That's about it.
Yo, hey, look, fellas. Do you, man. No matter who making fun of you, if you got some clothes you want to wear, man, go ahead and wear your stuff.
Lord.
Even if it looked like that, we could.
So, I mean, now Pedro's dead. What's the next steps for Oso and Lucia? What's the game plan?
Lucia got to get out of
Oso's
town.
Oso's taken.
What do you mean Oso's taken?
I mean Gustavo. Who? What's his name?
Gustavo and Oso.
Same person.
Yeah, he's taken. You didn't see the end?
What do you mean he's taken?
So the dad got him with the DEA. Like, she took him. You didn't see the end?
Oh, look, I'm thinking taking, like, as a relationship. I was like, yeah, we know they're together. No. But, okay, sorry, girl, it's late.
Wait, at the end of the episode?
Well,
they show previews for next week.
You did the preview for the next week. Mm-hmm. You didn't see it?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
so they arrested Oso.
Right.
So
okay.
That's the next step.
I'm going
she
off of this
him.
Episode.
Because she was talking to Lucia, like...
But we know
this episode,
the next step,
they
though.
Went in. Lucia is... You know, I agree with Pedro that she's poison, okay? Because everything she touches... It's poison.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she done poisoned Kevin and Franklin's relationship to the T. Mm-hmm. Like, to the T. She
Kevin's
even
a clown.
Kevin a crackhead, and then she even told Kevin that Franklin knew who killed Delroy.
Ain't she messy?
Or, I mean, what's his cousin name? It wasn't in
whatever. Yeah, I'm like, it's
anyway,
irrelevant.
The bomb.
She told him that Franklin knew who killed his cousin, and so now Kevin's mad. But she got the recipe, so she went it. Okay.
Why did Kev give it
she
up?
She went it.
I'm so disappointed.
Because she got in his head.
Kev needs to die.
He's a crackhead. He got to die next.
And she told him the truth. Like,
he said he
was
going
to
die.
She said, look, he is crazy. Like, if you're going to do something to him, you got to finish him off.
Why Kevin acting like he can do it by himself, though? He just over there scoping out the scene like, yeah, all right.
So now he's going to go to Franklin.
I think it's because she showed him, she showed him crazy guy in a very vulnerable state.
Yeah,
he's having, you know, a time with his daughter, this supervised visitation with his family. You know, he's walking through the park with his daughter. That is a very vulnerable state that he's in. So now Kevin think like, oh, this man, he got a little soft spot. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't gonna be much. She didn't show him the one that's sitting at the table playing craps with these old crazy Mexican savages. She didn't show him that version of him. So she don't even know that, you know, this fool, he moves out the way of bullets and shank niggas. I mean,
he knows. Wait, did y'all?
I didn't mean to say that.
Do we know that all of his supervised
I'm
visits
sorry.
Are at
it
that
slipped
park?
Out.
You know what I mean? Do we know that all
Detroit
his supervised
house.
You know are all his supervised visits at that park? Because what if like the next week they're at a different location and Kevin show up
I'm
he's
sure
like,
he's on
well,
house
that's
arrest.
How they, that's you know what I mean? All them act like it was. So.
Yeah. I don't know, but
I mean it's the same.
He gonna show up and ain't nobody.
I do
be
know
there.
Homeboy is crazy.
Because
he's
a matrix.
He got shot at and he dodged that bullet and
point
took
blank,
homeboy
but,
out like
yeah.
quick, real quick. So, man. I mean,
yeah, there's
he
no
better,
way.
He better be ready. He better be shooting from a distance.
Okay, he's a sniper. There's no way Kevin's
he better be on some
himself.
Crack when he do it. You know, the crack make you focus.
He a crackhead.
Does it?
It does.
He said crack.
You know,
so
word
much about crack.
On
okay,
the
ain't
streets.
It?
It's starting to scare me.
Word on the street. What you mean?
Look. I think he starts scratching. Oh, that's good.
He's an actor.
This is his favorite show.
See.
He can relate.
He can relate.
No, Paul, what y'all talking about? Hold on. Nah.
You know what?
But, okay, so now Kev knows who killed him. So what? Is he going to go back to Franklin and be like, hey, man, I found out who
killed
him?
No, he not finna go out. He already know Franklin not worried about it.
See, y'all give him too much credit. Y'all be thinking he's a logical human being. He is not. He's proved himself to not be logical. He's going to go to Franklin and try and work this out.
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't
try
think
to
he
work,
will.
Try to work what out?
Like, hey, somehow, some way, I figured it out. We should go do something to him.
Oh, no.
He's Franklin ain't going to do it anyway.
So you think Kev's really just going to roll out by himself and do this?
And Kev's going to get smoked.
No, but my thing is, if he tells Franklin that he know for a fact who killed him, he's going to know that Kevin done did something. He going to know Kevin done did something in order to get that information. Yep. Because that's what Lucia and Oso proposed to Franklin. I'm going to give you who killed your people if you give me the recipe.
Oh, yeah.
It was an exchange that she had already proposed to Franklin. So Franklin on his toes at this point.
Yep.
So if Kevin knows, he going to know, so you doing business behind my back. Like
Kev going to get smoked.
Like, Franklin is already got to watch his back on everything. He babysitting people, okay?
That's the next question. When Franklin finds out, because he will find out, is Kev getting smoked on site?
No.
Yes.
No.
No?
Not on site, but probably, like, site. It'll be
but,
in the works.
But Franklin ain't never
he's
had
the main
kill nobody.
He's not dying.
Wait, hold on. One at a time. Slow it down. Slow it down. As a viewer, I'm like, hold on. Y'all all talking at the same time. Okay, you had a point.
Women.
What's your point?
I just think that he's one of the main characters, so he's not dying.
Okay. Pedro was the main character.
No, not like main.
He definitely was a main character.
He was main enough to be Kev.
To what?
To be like a Kev. Like there,
he's like a Kev?
I put him on the same level.
I don't.
Okay, fair enough. <Thank
you. laughs> So Franklin's definitely going to do something to him. I don't know how long it's going to take because, you know, Franklin, he a little soft. He ain't ready to pull the trigger, you know. He ain't never had to kill nobody. He make other people do his dirty work. So I really just don't know if Franklin going to be the one to do it, but I know something going to happen to him.
Okay. Yeah.
I agree the same way, because I'm like, it's either one, either the guy that he's going to go target is probably going to end up, like, retaliating, and he may get killed that way, or it's like, I know Franklin's not going to kill him, but he may kind of, like, punish him to be like, you're not a part of the business no more, and he's going to be all hurting in his feelings mm-hmm. and be all sad, you know what I mean? So that it's going to be something real like that.
Kindergarten.
It sound like Kevin. Look, I'm like, it sound like Kevin Childish.
Like, you not in our circle no more. No, you can't sit with us. You got to die because you done messed up the whole business. He's trying to start a franchise.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
He literally said, he said, we about to make this go viral and I'm going to put y'all in charge. Viral. He trying to, you know, make it viral. He wanted in every city. He even said Detroit, okay?
He did say Detroit. I heard that.
He was like, Detroit, D.C., he trying to make this go everywhere. Yeah. And he was probably going, supply their little, you know how your job move you? Supply their whole little transfer put them in charge in a different city. And he done messed all that up.
Did you see how, like, interested Teddy was in that fact? What? It was almost as if Teddy was like, yeah, man, that's a good idea. Like, mm-hmm. I kind of feel like Teddy is slowly leaving the government. And becoming a drug dealer.
He a crooked cop. Period.
Man, Teddy not gonna leave. Teddy a drug dealer. He needs that connection. He a gun dealer. Just a dealer.
Teddy is a drug dealer. He likes the money. He likes the power. He doesn't like the government. He does not like the government. He needs those connections, though. Yeah. He does need those connections.
Like, he's scared. He tried to scare off the DEA. He used his government connections.
But we can admit that he's for the gangsters. Like, absolutely. He wants to see Franklin come on top. Like, he even if a point in time comes where they're like, hey, we need you to lock up Franklin. He's not going to do it. And if he does do it, he's going to bail him out somehow, some way. So I just like the fact that, you know, Teddy is my homie. That's my homie. And I feel like he's in it for the
Teddy's
win.
Teddy's stupid.
And he's just on everything. No, he's not stupid. He's not stupid.
He's stupid.
He's one of the smartest characters in the whole storyline. I mean,
I think he's the smartest.
Just finding out it was
smartest.
The DEA, just the moves he makes.
I mean, if you CIA, you gonna do that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you CIA, you gonna handle that. But your old dumb self forgot that you owed a promise to Ivy. You forgot that
he didn't forget.
I mean, of course he didn't forget, but I mean, he got too much going on.
But is there
at
a problem?
One time,
but
and now his brother gone.
Yeah, but his brother's still alive, though.
But he kidnapped until further notice.
Let's just see. All the people from Teddy's camp who died. Alejandro.
The girl. People,
she didn't count. Nobody even knew her name. Like, he said the girl.
But Teddy never has a big crew.
A crush on her.
All I'm saying,
Teddy always has just one person with him.
All I'm saying, I kind of see this show as there's three clans. There's Franklin's clan, Teddy's clan.
And Lucia's clan.
And Lucia's clan. Mm-hmm. Okay? Right. Mm-hmm. Lucia is the worst of them. Franklin's definitely. Number two.
Definitely.
And Teddy is definitely on top.
One, yeah.
When it comes to just being a leader, being intelligent.
Yeah, he's a great leader. I'll give him that.
Mm-hmm. So I say when it comes to the whole show, if there was a final boss, I want to see Teddy go against him. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I see that too.
I'm
That'd
team
be a
Teddy.
Good little challenge.
Yeah.
I'm team Franklin.
Okay. Franklin.
You got a lot to learn.
Kristen's face, though.
Yeah, a lot to learn.
You know, I love Teddy. Look, I love Teddy, too. But
okay,
I'm interested. Yeah, you know I'm always on Team Teddy.
Please, in the comment section right now, say whose team you with right now. If you with Team Teddy, man, just throw up a fist real quick. You already know.
I'm kind of interested to see what's going to happen with this deal that he got. Are they Colombians?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The guys that came, with the plans, and then they got his brother now, too. Yeah. It's like, you better deliver.
But it's going to work out.
Teddy, Reed.
He's not going to die. His brother can't die.
Yeah.
That's the pilot.
That's
his
the
brother
pilot.
Can die.
No, he can't.
Yes, he can.
Oh.
What? Yes, he can. Just like Alejandro died.
I was going to say, the brother is like an Alejandro.
But he's not.
Type
I don't think
character.
He is, but he's not going to die.
He's such a cool character.
He's really cool, and that's why the Colombians like him. That's why they took him.
They're going to get along, too. Like, he's going to become friends with the Colombians.
I already know. I can't argue there. He's great friends with them already.
What happened to Claudia? Is she dead?
No.
Claudia's
dead.
Claudia's not dead. I don't want her to be dead.
Somebody push you up against the counter. You ain't dead.
Yeah, that was like,
she hit her head. She hit her neck.
In slow motion.
On the
you see
counter.
That?
And, like, yeah, she hit her with the bottle, and then when she fell back, her neck hit that corner of the table. Like,
and the whole screen went in slow motion.
I don't know.
She ain't dead, but she real foul for how she talked to Auntie Louie, though.
Ooh, Auntie Louie.
She real foul. She called her all types of tricks
and
everything.
But she was basically her pimp.
I mean, don't do her like that because you're jealous of her party that she threw.
But when it comes to a pimp and hoe relationship, that's kind of how it works.
You're not finna overpower
him. But at the end of the day, that was Auntie Louie's fault. She was stupid. That's why she got the crackhead move of the day for staying with homegirl. Okay. That was her fault. She asked for it.
All right. What I really liked about that scene was Jerome's response to it. Like, hey, man, we got to go hide. So we got to have a stash house. Girl. You know, no, not for her. No. He was ready. Business. He went to Frank and he said, hey, man, I found a stash house. That was the first thing he talked about.
We got to get a stash house in the morning. We got to get everything illegal up out of here.
He was clear-headed. He didn't pull no Leon with Juan. Oh, why you talk to my girl like that? Nah, he was straight up, man. We got to...
Because the girl is stupid.
The business comes first. Now we're going to talk about her. Leon, man. Come on. Please toughen up, bro.
Is it Leon or Leon? Leon.
We're going to call him Leon. He's looking real Sierra Leone-ish. Dang. Looking real Sierra Leone-ish.
We all knew Wanda was going to get hooked on the stuff, though. Didn't we all say that? I feel like S3, we all said that. I knew she was going to be like, she wasn't going to be trustworthy.
She definitely a crackhead now, though. Yeah, we were crackhead. I want to see you in your daily life. Man, get out of here. You're a crackhead. Dismissed.
A little crackhead moment.
No, for real. I knew she was. I mean, I've been.
How'd you know?
I knew Kevin was a crackhead from last season. That's why I continuously called him that.
Right.
But I knew she was a crackhead because she was too fascinated with everything that was going on.
She was too giddy.
She was too ready to go up in there and cook that stuff. Okay. She was too ready. Now she cooking and she smoking and she selling it. Okay.
And giving it to her family too.
Leon needs to know that crack makes it a little bit more dry, if you know what I'm talking about. Makes it a little bit more dry.
This one way to the left.
I just said makes it a little more dry.
How do you know this?
Hey, use your brain, okay? I'm keeping this PG, all right? Makes it more dry. That could be the weather.
You know what? Speaking of keeping things PG, let's... Hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve our television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help After Buzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, do not be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out all of our other After Buzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. But for now, thank you guys for being our best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
We love y'all.
And if
we
you're listening y'all. To us on iTunes, give us that 5-star rating.
Shout out somebody.
Our live chat is actually going up a little bit.
Oh, man,
Darren's
out.
Back.
We're Darren.
That boy Darren. He's still
You missed the episode, man. You got to see this. Okay.
He said he's going to be back next week. You just going to roll out like that.
Ariel says he's Team Franklin. All right.
Team Franklin.
as long as you're not Team Lucia.
Mimi, too, because Mimi's always with us.
Shout out to Mimi Smith. Hey.
And then Aran Jun Jubari said there's no way Kevin's going to kill him. Yeah, so there's definitely no way Kevin's about to take out that Hispanic guy.
He said Kevin is not going to
kill the Hispanic guy.
I think he's going to die.
Okay.
He said Kevin
not going to kill the Hispanic guy?
Yeah.
And I think he will.
I agree. I don't think Kevin... No, Kevin's not going to take out him by himself. I don't know.
Why? All you got to do is shoot him in the park right there.
So...
In front of his daughter, but like...
So this season... this season, we've agreed...
Chris and Ruthless.
Kevin's about to die. Definitely Soledad about to die.
Definitely.
No. Neither one is going to die.
No.
Take Kevin out of here. Oh my God. He got to go.
I'm actually tired of seeing Kevin. I don't think either one's going to die.
I'm tired of seeing his face, too. Is it
that you don't think that he's going to die? Or is it that you... What? Or... Hold on.
He got real personal of your abortion real fast. Like, that was a 0-100 real fast.
You want to have a roast battle right now? Let's go. Is it that you don't think they're about to die or that you don't want them to die?
I just don't think they're going to die.
Okay.
I think Soledad's like a key factor right now, so I don't think they're gonna take her out so early.
I'm tired of seeing her already. Take her.
Yeah, I'm tired of seeing her. I want them to kill her. I've been saying that.
I don't want to see her face no more. I don't want to see Kevin face no more. Take them out.
Why am I Team Soledad? I'm the only one who's like Team Soledad.
Why would you be that?
Well, because you know I don't really care for Lucia.
Snitches get stitches, though. Why? Man, Soledad. She the reason Pedro died.
No, Pedro went to her, okay? He's the reason.
He said, I met her.
No, Pedro went to them. Pedro went to the police.
He went to go snitch.
Yeah.
He walked in there saying he was Pedro something Villanueva and that there was a whole other half of the organization that he wanted to take down.
He told on his whole family, though. Mm-hmm. He said, my family, they ain't nothing but drug dealers and I want all of them in jail.
Hey, that's why she was shaking. Like,
if you're out here watching this, all the previous episodes, anytime Pedro come on the screen, just move your playback speed to like times two. So you just skip his part. Because he's a worthless character. If you're watching this right now, Pedro, I appreciate all those boring, wasted moments.
We need to find out his real name.
Yeah, I'm going to find you in the streets and be like, why, bro? Why?
Why did you waste my time?
Why were you so nice to the director? He just kept you around every episode.
Dang, you feel
he lasted a long time, though. Pedro lasted a while.
A little too long.
Way too long.
Definitely overdue.
Way too long. All right, man. We got to talk about Franklin's parents, man.
They getting it in. They back together.
I didn't like seeing that.
I didn't either. It's awkward.
I didn't like seeing that either.
He shaved.
It was like awkward.
You know, he tried to give her the little veterinarian. What do you call it? Veterans?
You know what?
The veterinarian. The VA. You got to come in with that little $50.
Veterans Affairs.
Talk about with that little $50.
You know what I mean? She said, hey, I got you on a mortgage. She said, we don't need this.
Okay, Franklin paid it off.
It was $50. No, it was $50. Come on, it was a little crinkled up.
Shut up. Anyway, shout out to Franklin for paying off his mom mortgage.
Right, you did that, Franklin.
In the name, Jason Withers. Who was his undercover name? What was his little undercover name that Reed gave him his little ID? It was like Jason something, but I forgot Jason the older black man.
Yes,
Jason. She was like, who the hell is Jason?
He should change his name to that.
Why?
It would just make him seem less dangerous.
I'm not about to play.
Franklin isn't really that intimidating of a name.
No, he will.
No, he's not going to corporate.
He's
going to
do some money laundering. He's going to get smarter. He's definitely going to launder
his
money.
No,
because
then he really... Nah. He's not going to launder his money. Okay, you're doing too much.
I'm saying in the future, he's not going to launder his money. He's not going to start like a 24-hour fitness like Magic Johnson.
He said at McDonald's.
Start his own basketball league. I can see Franklin making business moves like that. No, I'm saying like, because he has all this dirty money. I have a feeling he's going to get into a lot of problems. He's going to wash his money so he can
become... I think they're doing that overseas, right?
He gonna do it in that McDonald's.
He never took the deal.
Yeah, but no, there's gonna come a point when Franklin's like, okay, I kind of want to be clean a little bit in case it does come back to bite me.
He gonna do it in McDonald's.
There gotta be that moment. He's a smart man.
That's another season.
He's a smart man.
He gonna have a chain of McDonald's next season.
Man, y'all ain't never played Grand Theft Auto. I'm done, man.
I didn't. I'm not about to play with you.
It's a video game.
I don't play games.
Are you gonna play games?
I don't play games over here.
How about that?
Everywhere, real short.
What just happened?
Oh my god! Yo, we can't hear out
about
here.
These shorts all night.
What air conditioning?
It's still hot.
Where the air conditioning? Man, it's hot out here, man.
I don't see how you hot, fool. You ain't got no
cold legs is out.
I ain't talking about the temperature. I mean, we going at each other. Okay. What's the love at? Y'all, come on.
We're
talking about the heat. Ain't no one talking about damn heat right now.
Talking about the heat either.
I'm like, you in a hot seat.
I was talking about them little shirts you got.
You know he real cool.
Right.
Hey, okay. These shorts is hot like Arizona. That's all I got to say. Where was Oso going? I was lost and confused.
I think it was a setup. Like, he tried to act like he was going somewhere, but he wasn't going nowhere.
What?
You talking about at the end with Soledad?
Yeah, okay.
He was probably acting like he was going somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was probably a part of their plan. But never mind, because they were supposed to just be staying back at the warehouse. So it was like, why'd you have bags? I don't know.
That was probably Moneybags.
When Soledad finds out that Pedro is dead, will she be sad?
Of course not.
You don't think so?
She didn't care about him.
She's trained.
You don't think she has a little bit of love?
She do. Of course
not. Love?
She got a soft spot.
Knowing for his story, what happened to his family.
No.
I don't think she loves him, but she definitely has a soft spot.
Hey, look. People be trying to do their job. She's an undercover cop.
She do this every day.
He was a pawn. He was a pawn. She had to do her job. Like, no. No,
we're
going to
see
not.
Next episode.
She did, like, they were not really a couple.
Snitches get stitches.
They were not really a couple. They were not really together. Like, she told him in the car last week, like, if you would just shut the F up and let me do my job. Like, she's just doing her job.
She probably is going to be a little bothered because Lucia going to come back already knowing all the information because he said it all before he died. So it's like, now Lucia knows your whole entire, pretty much, like, your whole plan.
I feel like she already knew.
Well, she definitely knew. She had, like, an inkling, but it's like, now it's super confirmed. So it's like, she got to come back like, nah, we about to take you out. But I think Soledad is like, she probably has a feeling that something bad happened. So she's probably like,
yeah.
That's how she's going to get us open, like right there on the spot. But I don't know where he was going with the bag, though.
I don't know. I feel like, because they already had it surrounded, kind of. So I feel like she just arrested him on the spot when she drove off.
Okay. All right. That's the neck scratcher.
Yeah, she knew she was about to get
you
killed.
You scratching his neck is killing me. How about this? She said over here on cuss, I'm gonna stop.
Speaking about scratching neck, let's talk about the crackhead moment of the day.
You know mine is going to. And I'm like, well, Dave Chappelle.
What is it?
Stop it. Can you stop it?
How about you go first?
Yeah.
Nah, we don't do me first. We gotta let the females go first.
Nah, okay, let's start on this end and like come around
ladies
this
first.
Way.
You just don't want to go first.
Well, I mean, we just all off, like, and then it's gonna come back this way. Let's just go in order.
Okay.
My
crackhead moment of the day would be, there's so many.
So many.
I'm just gonna go off the top of my head because I don't really have time to think. So I'm just gonna say Pedro. Just because he knew he was gonna die when he started this. I don't know what he thought was gonna happen, but he knew he was gonna die, and then he provoked her right before she killed him. So I think that was crackhead. He should have ran. He should have faked like he was sorry, faked like he, you know, loved my cousin, blase, blase, so he could get away at least. But no, he provoked her and he died. Sorry, Pedro.
I got a few too, but I'm gonna have to give that to Kevin today.
Definitely.
That's a for sure crackhead move of the day. You do not give up the recipe. You done broke up the family, fool. He done broke up the family. You sharing business. How you gonna make your money?
Mm-hmm.
In the alleyway.
Smoking crack?
Nope.
You're gonna be smoking that crack.
Gonna be moving.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh,
no.
For some cheeseburgers.
He's going to have some cheeseburgers.
That's a little different.
Cam, look a little hardcore, man. In the alleyway.
You know what?
Call him chicken neck.
I'm not.
I wouldn't even be able to watch the show no more. Like,
right?
We gonna get rid of Kevin.
Get off your knees, Kevin.
You know what? Just like Portia, I don't know, because I'm like, it was between Kev, Wanda, and Pedro. But I think I'm going to be like Chris and give it to Pedro, too. Only because it's like, Pedro,
he's dead, y'all. He's a non-factor right now.
Like, that's true. But yeah, like, you still a crackhead moment because it's like, you didn't told all the family beans. You could have took that to the grave. And now the whole family is going to go down. But, I mean, I guess his plan actually worked, huh?
Yeah, I guess it kind of did.
We'll see next episode.
Obviously, the biggest crackhead move of the day was Kev.
Kev,
so,
for sure.
I'm not going to take that one since it's already been said. So I think the second crackhead move of the day was Leon and Wanda's party.
Yeah, like,
what
stupid.
Was that?
Who told you to throw a party?
Did you not hear the Ten Crack Commandments by Biggie Smalls? Like, he laid it out. In what was it, 2 or 3 minutes? He laid the whole thing out, man.
They
go
threw
ahead.
A crack party.
A crack party. And was smoking it all up in the crib, using the product. Don't get high off your own supply. I forget which crack commandment this was. But then, Leon had the nerve to get mad and come to Franklin and be like, hey, man, appreciate
you. Why are you talking to my girl?
Talking to my girl. Like, yo, girl's yo, a crackhead.
Girl, crackhead.
Like, oh, ooh, crack. She's a chicken head. She, she's 2 months away from Kevin the alleyway.
Sorry, Leon.
Move away. Leon, come on. You can do better, man. You can do better. Don't be another Carvel, man. Just don't
oh. That's a low blow. Like,
bring that Carvel.
Hey, no.
You know what I'm trying to say. Carvel meant interesting.
That's a love, love. Look.
Yo, imagine if no, imagine if
Carvel was trifling.
No, imagine if Gabrielle was Carvel. Just imagine the whole season with Carvel as Gabrielle.
What, raping Lucia?
No, just you know being. No, he wouldn't be raping nobody. You would just be there like, oh man, he might rape this person. They would just have you on your toes every time you see him in a scene.
This is
like,
so disturbing.
He bought a lot of Carvel.
You turn it Snowfall into a Me Too movement. Like we don't need all bunch of characters.
First of all, Carvel didn't even do nothing. Like, oh, I mean, it was to a guy. I guess guys can be in Me Too. Can they? I don't know. I'm not political. No, because Carvel raped a dude.
I mean, so if that ain't your preference.
Does that count for Me Too?
I
thought Me Too was woman.
Yeah, like,
I thought it was a woman only thing.
I think it's like just being touched wrongly in the workplace.
So men can be
no,
Me Too?
No, because what's his name is a part of it too.
Big dude.
Yeah,
it was Terry Crews.
Yeah, Terry Crews.
Tyrone, wow.
Terry Crews.
I can't take any of this.
Conversations. It went way to the
left. Okay.
Man, I'm just trying to share my story, man.
Why did you bring Carvel? Back though,
because
people.
We definitely
need to resurrect him.
By far, any episode in Snowfall that had me like, yo, that's crazy.
That was definitely a crazy moment. I was like, bruh.
Yeah. I didn't see that.
I almost passed out.
I didn't definitely see that coming. I was like, whoa.
Because when I watch TV, I'd be cool and be like, oh, okay, yeah, I seen that going. Okay,
but I just thought Carvel it was going to beat him up. He definitely came through like
what?
What was Terry Crews' character on Friday After Next? Didn't he come through like that with Cat Williams? He was definitely like
he didn't come through like Carvel.
Yes, he did.
No, because Terry Crews came in all funny. Carvel came in like
yo. He was like yo, Lucky Charms. He was like oh, magically delicious.
Cat Williams had to take the pliers to his boss.
Yep. He magically delicious. Like
Oh my gosh, did y'all see his face?
The stare. You know what? Is it time for predictions?
I feel like this is a good time to move into predictions.
Please.
Now, you're
are you going first?
Okay, fine. You want me to start it off first?
Oh,
cool.
You're crazy, man.
My prediction is Kevy Kev gotta die. And I wanted to happen next episode, but it's not going to happen next episode. I feel like this is going to be a season finale, Death Wish on Kev. So Kev's going to die in the season finale. Matt's going to come back, and it's going to be the way Teddy gets Matt back is going to be cool. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be funny. And I feel like while he's trying to get Matt back, Avi's going to meet him at a bad time. He's going to be like, look, I'm trying to get my pilot back. And it's going to be Teddy and Avi trying to get Matt back from the Colombians. And I can't wait to see that scene.
Avi?
Wow. Avi ain't got nothing to do with it.
I know he doesn't. But what I'm trying to say is on the mission for Teddy to try and get Matt back, he's going to run into Avi. Avi's going to pop up.
Avi need that money.
Like, hey, man, where's my money? And he's going to be like, hey, well, I got to go get my pilot. Well, where's your pilot? The Colombians got him. And then I think Avi's going to have to help Teddy. And it's going to be a cool episode.
But it's not because his pilot, it's because his money is being guarded right now
by the DEA.
Right, but he's not going to tell him that.
I know.
Yeah, so Teddy's going to have
to
do
it. I mean, he might because he told the Colombians the truth. He like, yo, we got DEA on us.
Yeah, but the Colombians is the Colombians. The Colombians.
They don't care.
No, they just said he. He just said he. Just
I mean,
said
the Colombians did say they'd handle it for him.
But see, here's the thing about the Colombians.
You can't handle
it. The Colombians, if you tell the Colombians the truth and you're straight up with them and they really believe that you're about to do business with them in the future, they'll work with you. Avi, he's
how
a
do
nutcase.
You know? Avi is a nutcase, but.
Avi's a nutcase.
You work with Colombians.
I'm maybe. Maybe. Those are my predictions.
Ooh.
I'm a little disappointed this episode because I wore my little Avi inspired shirt. Like, it just kind of doesn't it give me like drug dealer vibes?
That is Avi inspired.
Very Avi. Okay. Avi type of shirt. But no, I definitely predict Lucia is going to get caught next episode. That's all I predict. Hey. So Lidad's going to take her down.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Turn yourself in, Lucia.
Don't. Horrible advice. And if you want to run, don't turn yourself in. Great advice.
That's the whole reason why you want
to
run.
Lucia is not going to jail. She out of there. She about to meet up with GB. About to give her the recipe. They gonna, you know, squash their beef. She gonna let Lucia go. GB gonna get Oso out of jail. And then Kevin gonna find out that he done gave Frankly gonna find out Kevin done gave the recipe away. And then Kevin is possibly gonna be Franklin's first kill. No.
I disagree.
And then Claudia gonna wake up and it's gonna be bad business.
That is a lot of my predictions. There's a lot of bad business going on next episode because of the Claudia situation. That's becoming an enemy. Kevin's gonna try to kill the Mexicano. That's gonna be another enemy. What else? And they're gonna get Oso out, and Soda is gonna die. That is my prediction. Okay. Not next episode. I mean, she's not gonna die next episode, but before the season ends, for sure.
Well, you heard it here, folks.
Hey, Big Real Hamilton said Leon's girlfriend definitely hosts crackhead moment of the
day. Wanda was definitely up there.
Okay.
Thanks, Big Ro.
Thank you. Big Ro.
Yeah.
Big Ro. All right. So you heard it here, folks. The best after show on AfterBuzz TV, season 2, episode 7, This World Is Yours. I'm your host, Emmanuel C. Wright. You can find me on all social medias at Emmanuel C. Wright.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in on another Thursday evening with us. I'm Kayla Renee. You can follow me on IG at @_KaylaRenee.
And I'm Portia. You can find me on all social media at Portia Carter.
And I'm Chris. You can find me on Instagram. Call me. You can find me on Instagram, The Chris Exclusive.
555-555-555-555.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.